This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, September 3rd, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. Workers in Indonesia are fighting for an increase in the country's minimum wage. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seymour Ainsborough reports on the latest action by the workers.
25,000 workers in Indonesia have held a demonstration to support union demands for a major increase in the minimum wage. The demonstration was organized by the country's three main union centers. They are calling for an increase in the minimum wage of 25%. They rejected a proposal by the government to implement an automatic calculation of the minimum wage, which would preclude negotiations. The General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, said that with more and more jobs in Indonesia becoming precarious, the government needs to implement a decent living wage. Sharon Burrow said the government must stand up against foreign multinationals who are keeping wages at unacceptably low levels and trying to weaken labor laws. The union centers in Indonesia are also campaigning jointly to win protection for domestic and migrant workers through ratification of conventions of the International Labor Organization. They are also calling for an end to the criminalization of workers and union leaders for engaging in legitimate industrial action. This is Seymour Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
The International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, has started a global campaign in support of workers at the Deepwater Container Terminal in Gdansk, Poland. The union representing workers at the terminal, known by its acronym DCT, is Solidarność. In the past few years, DCT management has been attacking the union by hiring workers only on renewable temporary contracts and firing union leaders. Since 2013, 10 union leaders have been fired. The most recent activist to be dismissed is union steward Maciek Konopka. The ITF, which represents 4.5 million members worldwide, is demanding that Mr. Konopka be reinstated. I talked to Torben Siebold about the situation at the Gdansk terminal. Mr. Siebold is the vice chair of the dockers section of the ITF. I asked him first about Maciek Konopka.
Maciek has been involved in our ITF and Solidarność campaign since the very beginning. He has been recruited the majority of our members to the union, and he was elected as a steward to Solidarność and to the union committee. So Maciek, he was a docker, so he worked for years for DCT on rolling temporary contracts. So this is a bit the nature, I would say, of employment there and of the contractual basis of the relation between DCT and their workers. Very few workers only are employed on permanent contracts, and Maciek has played a absolute leading role in building the union. So he has represented, I must say, colleagues who have had difficulties with the employer, and he has spoken up at meetings when the employer has tried to attack the union, sometimes internally, but sometimes as well in the public. So his last contract expired on the 27th of August, and the employer chose not to renew his contract as a bit expected, despite the fact that they plan to hire approximately 1,000 more workers as support expands and the capacity is rising. Under Polish law, the employer is not obliged to provide any reason for the non-continuation of employment.
The union, Solidarność, has been objecting to the way management at the terminal is conducting labor-management relations. Why?
Yeah, well, this is already a long history. ITF was and is still engaged for many, many years. So, in fact, in 2013, Solidarność reached about 10% of the workforce and secured, under Polish law, which is very important, a cooperation agreement with management to consult over important issues. So in reality, this agreement has just been seen by management as an opportunity to play with the union and to prolong the process of negotiation.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.